I think it was Brian Tracy who shared this story. I'll relate to you about how most people live life of a life by default, by proximity, by lack of choice, just circumstances occurring. So imagine getting into your car, your vehicle, with no rearview mirror, not looking back over your shoulder, but putting in reverse and pressing down the accelerator. And vroom, you're going backwards through life. And then all of a sudden you bump into something. Oh, what's this? Oh, it's a relationship. Oh, hi, how you doing? And you're in this relationship, right? It wasn't proactively chosen. It was just a relationship you bumped to. You get back in the vehicle. You, once again, in reverse, no rearview mirror, not looking over the shoulder, hit the gas. What? Hit something. You get out. What is this? Oh, it's a job. Oh, hey, job. I'll work here for decades. No proactive thought into it. No thinking, no choice put into it just by default, right? Get back in the vehicle. Reverse again. Boom, hit. And this continues and this continues. Can you relate to this? This is how most people go through life. Not making proactive choices, not thinking things through. And some of these are the biggest choices of our lives. I mean, the person that we're going to choose to be with and spend most of our time with in both areas. You know, one, in a relationship, and two, at work. You know, where else are you going to make a more important decision? So have you experienced anything like that? Have you ever had jobs that you're not even really sure how you got it, and someone recommended it, you went, you interviewed, you got it, boom, you're in it. Next thing you know, 10 years go by, 15, 20 years go by possibly, and it really wasn't proactively thought out. You may not necessarily be that happy. It may not be producing the lifestyle that you desire and deserve. Okay, if that hits a nerve, I've been there. I've done it. How about relationships? Same thing. Not proactively chosen, just kind of bumped into it. You know, it probably didn't start off, you know, maybe started off nice and romantic, but then tapered off. And then, 5 years go by, 10 years go by, 15 years go by, the happiness level decreased, you know, things like that. If that hits a nerve, been there too. So, hey, stuff happens. Now, here's the good news. You can get in this vehicle, turn it around, not go in reverse anymore, face in the direction that you want to be going, and make proactive choices as to where you want to turn and what course of action you want your life to take. You know, I'm here in Florida, thankfully, based on proactively choosing from the amazing friends that I have, who would I want to work side by side with, to learn from and provide some value to, and made a few calls and made it happen. You know, how can you position yourself to work with somebody that you know you can contribute value to, and at the same time both of you grow to that next level? So something to consider. Stop driving your life in backwards with no rearview mirror. Turn your vehicle around, head the direction you want to be going. All right, until next time, make today great.